आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज़। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम साइरा मुज्तबा। द हेडलाइंस। प्राइम मिनिस्टर नरेंद्र मोदी टू विजिट छत्तीसगढ़ टुडे टू टेक पार्ट इन 25th स्टेटहुड डे सेलिब्रेशंस टू लॉन्च मल्टीपल डेवलपमेंटल प्रोजेक्ट्स वर्थ ओवर 14,000 करोड़ रुपीज इन रायपुर। Defense Minister Rajnath Singh participates in 12th ASEAN Defense Ministers Meeting Plus in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia today. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar says, India-UK ties have evolved from complicated historical association to dynamic and forward-looking partnership. UIDAI unveils Aadhaar Vision 2032 framework to strengthen future-proof digital identity through AI, blockchain and quantum computing. India sets three Guinness World Record titles under Swasth Nari Sashakt Parivar Abhiyan. And in badminton, India's Unnati Hooda enters women's single semifinals of Hilo Open at Saarbrücken in Germany. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a day-long visit to Chhattisgarh today. During his visit, Mr. Modi will participate in the Silver Jubilee celebrations in capital Raipur, marking 25 years of the formation of the state. On the occasion, the Prime Minister will inaugurate and lay the foundation stone of a series of developmental projects worth over 14,260 crore rupees. The Prime Minister will also attend four other programs during his stay in the state's capital. Our correspondent has the details.
During his visit to Raipur today, Prime Minister Narendra Modi will interact with around 2,500 children as part of the Dil Ki Baat program in Shri Satya Sai Sanjeevani Hospital. These children were successfully treated for congenital heart diseases in this hospital. Later, the Prime Minister will inaugurate the Prajapita Brahmakumari's Shanti Shikhar, a modern center dedicated to spiritual learning, peace and meditation. The Prime Minister will also inaugurate the new building of the Chhattisgarh Legislative Assembly and unveil the statue of former Prime Minister and Bharat Ratna Atal Bihari Vajpayee. Subsequently, the Prime Minister will inaugurate and visit the Shaheed Veer Narayan Singh Memorial and the Tribal Freedom Fighters Museum developed in Nawaraipur. The museum showcases and preserves the legacy of courage, sacrifice and patriotism of the tribal communities of Chhattisgarh. In the afternoon, the Prime Minister will participate in the Chhattisgarh Silver Jubilee celebrations. On this occasion, he will inaugurate and lay the foundation stone of development projects worth more than 14,000 crore rupees in various sectors including roads, industry, healthcare and energy. Vikalp Shukla, Akashwani News, Raipur.
President Draupadi Murmu has extended warm greetings to the people of Andhra Pradesh, Chhattisgarh, Haryana, Karnataka, Kerala, Lakshadweep, Madhya Pradesh, Punjab and Puducherry on their formation day today. In a social media post, President Murmu said that each of these regions has made remarkable contributions to the country's progress. In Bihar, as the first phase of polling in the assembly elections approaches, election campaigning has intensified. Voting for 121 assembly constituencies across 18 districts is scheduled to be held on the 6th of this month. Senior leaders from the NDA, Mahagathbandhan and other political parties will address multiple rallies today.
Senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah will address three election rallies today in Gopalganj, Vaisali and Samastipur districts. BJP President JP Nadda will address election rallies in Siwan and Muzaffarpur. JDU National President and Chief Minister Nitish Kumar will hold 9 election rallies in Madhubani, Sitamarhi, Muzaffarpur and Saran district. Senior BJP leader and Maharashtra Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis will attend several election rallies along with NDA leaders in in Muzaffarpur and Saran district. From the Mahagathbandhan, Chief Ministerial Candidate Tejaswi Prasad Yadav will address multiple election rallies in Muzaffarpur, Gopalganj, Sivan, Saran and Vaisali district. Congress National General Secretary and Member of Parliament Priyanka Gandhi will address an election rally in Saharsa today. Meanwhile, following the death of a person in a violent clash during campaigning in Mokama in Patna district, a blame game has intensified over law and order among political parties. Dharmendra Kumar Rai, Akashvani News, Patna.
Defence Minister Rajnath Singh is participating in the 12th ASEAN Defence Ministers Meeting Plus, ADMM Plus, in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia today. Mr. Singh will address the forum on reflection on 15 years of ADMM Plus and charting the way forward. The ADMM serves as the highest defence consultative and cooperative body within the Association of Southeast Asian Nations or ASEAN. The Defence Minister yesterday took part in the second ASEAN-India Defence Ministers informal meeting. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Singh highlighted that ASEAN-India relationship remains a strong pillar of stability in today's uncertain world, where many old beliefs and expectations are changing.
More than half of India's trade passes through the South China Sea and the Malacca Strait. That's why secure maritime routes are our top priority. India supports the rule-based maritime order based on UNSCLOS principles and gives strength to the peaceful resolution of disputes. To establish regional maritime interest, ASEAN-led initiatives are reinforced with the support of India.
ASEAN-led initiatives, India's support.
Earlier, the defence minister met his South Korean counterpart Ahn Kyu-bak on the sidelines of the 12th ASEAN Defence Ministers Meeting Plus or ADMM Plus in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia. In a social media post, Mr. Singh informed that he also met Vietnam's defence minister Phan Van Chiang. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has said that India-UK ties have evolved from a complicated historical association to a dynamic and forward-looking partnership. In his remarks during the UK National Day celebrations in the national capital yesterday, Dr. Jaishankar highlighted that both the nations have not only expanded cooperation under the Technology Security Initiative, but also deepened it with regard to connectivity, AI, and critical minerals.
Over the years, our ties have evolved from a complicated historical association to a dynamic and forward-looking partnership. We have not only expanded our cooperation under the Technology Security Initiative, but also deepened it with regard to connectivity, AI, and critical minerals. 9 leading UK universities have received approval to establish campuses in India.
Army Chief General Upendra Dwivedi has said that traditional rivalries, terrorism, and proxy wars, along with disinformation campaigns, pose major threats today. Addressing the Young Leaders Forum to empower youth for national security in New Delhi, the Army Chief said that warfare is increasingly becoming non-kinetic and non-contact.
We have traditional rivalries and collusive threats leading to more than 2.5 front challenges. Secondly, terrorism, proxy war and internal threats still persist. Thirdly, and more importantly, disinformation campaigns seek to fracture our social fabric from within. Therefore, warfare is becoming increasingly non-kinetic and non-contact.
Mega multi-domain tri-service exercise Trishul is underway along the western border with Pakistan. Briefing media in New Delhi, Director General Naval Operations Vice Admiral A.N. Pramod said that the exercise will be conducted till the 13th of this month. Vice Admiral Pramod said that the Indian Army's Southern Command, the Indian Navy's Western Command, the Air Force's Southwestern Air Command, as well as the Coast Guard, BSF and other central agencies are participating in Exercise Trishul.
Tri-services, that means Army, Navy, Air Force, as well as Coast Guard and BSF and the central agencies are participating. And in a large number, how to enhance the synergy between all the maritime forces as well as inter-services. So it is a very large, complex environment, and this is a multi-domain integrated operation which we are conducting. This includes, other than the conventional part of cyber, space, all these aspects also are being considered.
This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Welcome back. You're listening to Morning News. The Unique Identification Authority of India, UIDAI, has unveiled the Aadhaar Vision 2032 framework to strengthen future-proof digital identity through AI, blockchain, quantum computing, and advanced encryption. The Ministry of Electronics and IT yesterday noted that the framework will provide a comprehensive roadmap to redefine India's digital identity ecosystem and accelerate next-generation digital governance for the next decade. India has achieved three Guinness World Record titles under the Swasth Nari Sashakt Parivar Abhiyan. The campaign, which was held between 17th of September and 2nd October, witnessed unprecedented community participation. The initiative set multiple records, including the highest number of people to register for a healthcare platform in a single month, numbering over 3 crore 21 lakh. It also achieved the record for most people to sign up for a breast cancer screening online in 1 week. Over 9,94,000 women had signed up for the screening. The GST Bajat Utsav began on the 22nd of September as the Narendra Modi government reduced GST rates across several sectors, benefiting citizens nationwide. Today, our correspondent brings a report on how the lowered GST rates in the electronic sector are helping consumers.
The next generation GST reforms have offered relief to electronic sector by reducing tax burdens and making key devices more affordable. GST on televisions, monitors and projectors now attract 18% GST instead of 28%, reducing costs for households, schools and offices. Similarly, tax rates on air conditioners and dishwashers have been lowered from 28% to 18%, making home electronics accessible to more citizens. Furthermore, renewable energy devices such as solar panels and composting machines, which earlier attracted 12% GST, are now placed under 5% tax slab, promoting green growth and sustainability. This move has supported domestic manufacturing, reduced import dependency, and boosted sales across the sector. With Rohan and Samarth, Adarsh for Akashvani News, Delhi.
In badminton, India's Unnati Hooda stormed into the women's single semi-finals of Hilo Open Super 500 tournament at Saarbrücken in Germany yesterday. Unnati defeated 4-seeded Lin Xiangti of Chinese Taipei in the quarter-final. The India Meteorological Department has forecast heavy rainfall over the Andaman and Nicobar Islands. Meanwhile, the air quality in Delhi NCR is currently in the poor category, with an air quality index or AQI of 233 recorded at 7 this morning. And now, for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Subhadra Ramachandran.
Thank you, Saira. Hindustan Times headlines writes, Modi honors Patel's legacy, attacks Nehru. The Pioneer writes, PM revives Sardar Patel's dream, reviles Pandit Nehru's fault in Jammu and Kashmir. The statesman says, PM Modi calls for unity and vigilance to uphold Viksit Bharat vision. Political temperatures are rising in the run-up to the Bihar Assembly elections. The National Democratic Alliance releasing the manifestos widely noticed by the dailies. The statesman writes, NDA Bihar manifesto, focus on jobs, women's empowerment, while the Asian Age headlines, NDA vows 1 crore jobs, infrastructure, free education for Viksit Bharat. And finally, lovers of Lucknow, the city of Nawabs and Kebabs, attention please. On the occasion of World Cities Day, Lucknow has officially been declared a UNESCO Creative of Gastronomy during the 43rd session of the UNESCO General Conference. The Pioneer writes, from Tunde Kebab to Tokri Chaat, Lucknow wins Global Gastronomy Tag. And with that, it's back to you, Saira.
Thank you, Subhadra. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to visit Chhattisgarh today to take part in 25th Statehood Day celebrations to launch multiple developmental projects worth over 14,000 crore rupees in Raipur. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh participates in 12th ASEAN Defence Ministers Meeting Plus in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia today. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar says, India-UK ties have evolved from complicated historical association to dynamic and forward-looking partnership. UIDAI unveils Aadhaar Vision 2032 framework to strengthen future-proof digital identity through AI, blockchain and quantum computing. India sets three Guinness World Record titles under Swasth Nari Sashakt Parivar Abhiyan. And in badminton, India's Unnati Hooda enters women's single semi-finals of Hilo Open in Germany. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a great day.